The audio you are about to listen to was created by me, MonaLisa32. It was written by, performed by, and created for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are under the age of 18 and considered a minor, please do not indulge in my content. Consider this as a warning and do not proceed. My audios are not to be rehosted, re-uploaded, or reshared on any other platform without my explicit written permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the audio. Hey, I heard you were in town for the next few days. I was wondering if you wanted to catch up or something. I figure after 6 months, there's no reason we can't be civil, right? Let me know. Hey, sorry we couldn't hook up while you were in town. Not like hook up, but like hang out, you know? Listen, just give me a call next time you're around, okay? Love ya. Sorry, I didn't mean to make it weird. It was just like a muscle memory. Please don't think too much of it. Who am I kidding? You never check your voicemail when we were dating, and you probably don't want to see me anyway. I'm gonna go. Hey. So, I've had a little bit to drink. I mean, think. I was drinking about the last time we were, thinking the last time we were, you know, together, like together. When you bent me over that creaky chair your mom always sits on and fucked me so hard, I couldn't even walk straight. Then she made us go to church the next day, and it hurt so much to sit down. It was so naughty to be feeling that in church, you know? That's probably one of the hottest fucks I've ever had. It's up there with the fitting room fuck. I mean, that lady definitely we knew we were fucking, but it was so hot. And the Halloween party, when we pretended we didn't know each other and stayed in costume, then we fucked in that bedroom upstairs with the windows open and the door unlocked. I might have a kink for risky sex or something. Or maybe voyeurism. That's probably why I'm fingering myself on your voicemail. No, I know you never check, but what if you do? What if just this once you checked your voicemail and came over? You'd come in and see me on my couch. I'm laying here in a pink, silky robe, just hanging open. My tits are out and one of my legs is up. My pussy is totally exposed. Spread so that my finger can slip in and out.
in and out, what would you do? Could you help yourself? Or would you get in on the couch with me and start licking my clit? Fuck. You are always so good at licking me. Your tongue would flick across my clit so lightly and gently. I loved it. I'd have to buck and beg and grab your hair. And grind into your face to get what I fucking want. And then there's your cock. That perfect, magical fucking cock. It always filled me up so perfectly. It didn't matter what hole you fucked. Your cock was just right when I sucked it. I could taste your pre-cum and tease your head just right. And you'd moan and beg for more. But I never did it. Not until you made me. And fuck, you did that. You'd thrust all the way down my throat, using me like a fucking doll. Until I gagged and gasped. And then you'd fuck my pussy, stretching my little hole like it was my first time, making me whimper and say, "Slow, baby, please go slow." I do remember that. But you just fuck and fuck and fuck until I could feel your balls slapping against my ass and hear you grunting with each pump. Oh my god. I love those grunts. You almost wouldn't look like yourself anymore. You'd become this beastly, sexy fucking monster. Oh, who could only think about itself. And how much you wanted to use me for your own pleasure. I was helpless. Helpless against your strong arms and your thrusting hips. So I'd give in. I'd beg for your cum deep inside me. As deep as you could put it in, right there. I love seeing that happen in your eyes. The moment you break and release all of your pleasure into me. Oh fuck. Shot after shot after shot of cum. Feeling every bit of my pussy. Oh. the cuddles, and I miss the kisses, and hey. Look, I wanted to apologize for those last few voicemails. I saw that I called you last night too, but I was so drunk. I'm hoping there's no voicemail. I think I had a tough time since our anniversary. It would have been Friday, and I don't know. It just hit me pretty hard. I miss you. And if I'm being honest, I still love you. I never stop. But I'm done using your voicemail as a personal diary. If by some chance you listen to these voicemails and you think I'm totally crazy, I get it. I can move on eventually. But if you, if maybe, like, listen, you know where my place is. Just come by and we don't even need to talk about this. Just knock on my door and I'll know why. I know you love me too.